Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Since I first learned to crawl, then the walk I was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of running. Did a small bit, but learned mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, it's success where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me, gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers, since they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't never did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be
of your talents.
Running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed ya. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed ya. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeders. So now I suggest that you lace up a runner. Go learn your history, who is I trying to run it? Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're around it. But now we're getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running because you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Because I'm running to success.
You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents.
Running, there ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running to success.
You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents.
Running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running.
Till I get free. Till I get free. I'll keep running.
RBGs. You know what I mean? It's war. You know what I mean? Yo, Stick. I mean, shit be real on the block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. When you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered Amadou Diallo, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it Kiss versus Beans or P versus Hov? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war. Know what I mean? Yeah. Rap war, whatever war. You live a fast life, more or less, more so, it's still war. Dead Prez, the People Radio. Yeah. Get down. RBGZ, biatch.
You are now listening to WRBG, the People's Radio. It's a takeover, not a makeover.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he gets faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip, K-Dot here better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it looks like head. If it ain't congratulating, it looks like what
Nip say. Hold up. This ain't entertainment. Four niggas on a slave ship, these songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement, I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga, that's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
For a united black front. to unite all factions of our people, to unite every one of the 20 million so-called Negroes into one group. And you'll notice, whenever the white man thinks that we're going to call a rally to knock our own kind, you see him jammed out here. He wants to hear us say something against King or against Bunch or against Farmer, against someone of our own kind. He jams out here. But when you call a rally for black people to unite, let's get together, you don't see too many white folks then. They don't like black people to get together in unity and harmony. As long as you and I are going to attack each other or talk about each other or heap scorn and ridicule upon each other, the white man gets his kick. But when he knows that we're going to come together in unity and harmony, he won't get his kick. He will get kicked. When you see you and I getting together, it is because we have begun to realize that we have a common enemy. And the only time we'll be able to come together with a common objective and a common goal is when we first develop a common motive. And that motive is best developed by recognizing the common enemy. And that common enemy is the white man. I say that common enemy is the white man. The white man is your enemy, whether you are a Baptist, whether you are a Methodist, whether you are a Episcopalian, or whether you're a Muslim, or whether you're a Mason, or whether you're an elk. If you find yourself running into opposition when you're looking for freedom, justice, and equality, or some kind of rights, you have to agree, always the one who opposes your right is the white man. Some old blue-eyed, blonde-haired, bad-smelling white man. When he puts his club upside your head, he doesn't care whether you are a Baptist, a Methodist, but he does want to know whether or not you're a Muslim. Because he knows if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, you're going to turn the other cheek. You're going to try and love your enemy. You're going to pray for them that despitefully use you. So he's not worried about you. But he knows if you're a Muslim, you're not going to turn the other cheek. If you pray for him, you pray that God kills him, or God helps you to kill him. That's the only kind of prayer you pray. It's time for you and me to unite, to get together and get this big white ape off our back. You got a bad habit. You're hooked and don't know it. You got what's known as white disease. You think you can't get along without the white man. You think you can't get some clothes without the white man. You think you can't get a house without the white man. You think you can't even get a job without the white man. You're worse than a man who thinks he can't get along without heroin. You're worse than the man who thinks he can't get along without morphine. You're worse than the junkie. You're in worse shape than the junkie because the junkie only has a little monkey on his back and you're running around with a big white ape named Uncle Sam on your back. America is faced with her worst domestic crisis since the Civil War or since the Revolutionary War. For America now faces a race war. A race war is worse than a revolutionary war. A race war is worse than a civil war. A race war is a war in which no holds are barred. A race war is a war in which children are destroyed, in which children are mutilated, in which children face the same destructive wrath that grown-ups face. A race war is the worst war that you can conceive. And this war, race war, that is coming upon the head of the white man is something that he is bringing down upon himself. The entire country is on the verge of erupting into racial violence and bloodshed. Simply because 20 million ex-slaves are demanding freedom, justice, and equality here in America from their former slave master. 20 million so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, seeking human dignity, seeking human rights, seeking the right to live in dignity as a human being. And rather than give genuine respect and recognition to your cry for human rights, the American white man answers your nonviolence with violence. He answers your prayers and your freedom songs with false promises, deceitful maneuvers, and outright bloodshed. According to what we are taught from the white man's textbooks and his school, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War were two wars fought on American soil, supposedly for freedom and democracy. But if these two wars were really for the freedom and human dignity of all men, why are 20 million of our people still confined here in America and enslaved by second-class citizenship? Something is wrong. The truth is that the Revolutionary War was fought on American soil to free the American white man from the English white man. The Revolutionary War was never fought to provide freedom and democracy in this white country for the black man. Our people remain slaves here in America even after the Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, most of the white founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence were nothing but slave owners themselves. It is sheer hypocrisy, sheer ignorance, sheer insanity for our people here in America to celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day, while white America still denies us first-class citizenship that goes with an independent people. And it is nothing but hypocrisy for the American white man to pretend that the Revolutionary War was truly a war of independence as long as 20 million black people here in America are denied the privileges of an independent people. Don't let the white man fool you. Don't let the white man smile at you and lull you to sleep. Behind that smile is a vicious heart. Behind those teeth is an animal-like beast who doesn't have it within him to want for you what he wants for himself and his own kind. Don't let that man fool you. When you look at that man, you're supposed to see him for exactly what he is. And if you want to know what he is, examine his deeds. Forget his words. He got a whole lot of pretty sounding words. Watch his deeds. His deeds are like the deeds of a snake, the deeds of a serpent, the deeds of a dragon, the deeds of a reptile, the deeds of a beast. Why, nothing but a race of beasts would take dogs and stick them on little black babies. Nothing but a race of beasts will stick dogs on black children and black women. Nothing but a race of beasts. And it is these deeds today that's causing the wrath of God to come down upon the head of the white man. And when you see him as he is and see how much hell he's catching, you're out of his mind to want to be with him. You're out of your mind to want to integrate with him. And you're really out of your mind if you take time to forgive him and ask God to have mercy on him. No, ask God to judge him. Ask God to do unto him as he has done unto you. He has caused your babies to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering upon his babies. He has caused your women to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering on his women. He has caused all of our people to suffer. You can't deny that. You may not like my saying it, but you can't deny it. Why, you got scars and knots on your head from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And every one of those scars is evidence against the American white man and his inhumanity to man. The Civil War was also fought on this continent, not to free the black slaves, as is commonly taught in the white man's schools, but the Civil War was actually fought to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. It wasn't fought to set you free. It wasn't fought to give you some kind of emancipation. It wasn't fought to make you a citizen. It wasn't fought to give you civil rights. It wasn't fought because they respected you and loved you as a human being. It was fought out of greed. It was fought out of selfishness. It was fought to keep this country intact for their own white selves. In essence, this only means that the American white man fought the Revolutionary War to get this country for himself. And he then fought the Civil War to keep this country intact for himself.
power, black power, black power, black nation, black family. You are live with us here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. We welcome you back to this broadcast as we broadcast here every night. We broadcast here every night on New Black Panther Party Radio, and we humbly welcome you to this broadcast. And on this broadcast tonight, as you are joined here, you have to understand that this is the revolutionary's broadcast. This is the time for the warrior. And here are the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, you are live here every night with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Khatib Sadiq. I see that there are many of the comrades on the line tonight. We want to hear from you. I see that there are many of our loyal listeners on the line tonight. We want to hear from you. Those who are listening from all around the nation and those who are listening online from all around the world and elsewhere, we welcome you to this broadcast, these truth hours, live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website, www.nbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And at the same time, find it in your heart as it is in your nature to struggle along with your people as we struggle for our freedom and independence. We appeal to the masses of the people. We understand that freedom comes at a cost. So on this broadcast, day 480, New Black Panther Party Radio, as we have made this statement, and we continue every night to back it with the proof, truth, and clear facts of the reality and the work that takes place in the response of our revolutionary freedom fighters here in the New Black Panther Party. These are the days of the apocalypse and the hour of Armageddon, and the apocalypse is now. And the time is war. That is the time. As we broadcast on this broadcast right now on this radio, as we are listening to this radio, some of us, no matter what we are doing or where we are at war. We are in war with the ruthless enemy who has waged war on us in this nation against the black nation. The white nation of America and other European nations have waged war on the black nation. We will unpack that tonight and all of the relevant events that go into the time that is war. We ask for the participation of the people tonight. Press the number one to go here live. Let everybody know that the New Black Panther Party is broadcasting 718-664-6398. And we say to all of our family that is listening to this broadcast right now, you must be prepared because the time is war. And as we opened up this broadcast tonight, we heard from our great legendary ancestor, the most honorable Malcolm X, Elhaj Malik Shabazz. We heard those legendary words, and as he delivered his message, we heard the power as he spoke about, you know, that there is no holds bar in a war. He termed it a race war that is full of racial violence and bloodshed. He talked about the war that we are experiencing, the same war that makes us say that the time is war. He talks about the fact that the war is happening and our freedom and our freedom cries and our demand are based on the right to live the life of human being. He went and he talked about the Revolutionary War and the Civil War and broke them all down. We have to understand the reasons for this war that we are in right now and that we are at war against the enemy combatant. The reality, the response that we must have, and the result of this war will be based on our work that we do in defense of our black nation, in defense of our beautiful black people. And we are thankful to have such a great legacy in the line of such great divine warrior ancestors who have led such a legacy that we are able to speak with such strength. But at the same time, we work and move on the ground, on the battlefield with such strength. Such strength. And you see the bravery in the heart. You see the loyalty in the camaraderie of the brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, all of our comrades, and you see the example that is being set across this nation when it comes to freedom and liberation. We make the statement that the time is war. The time is war where we are living in a reality where our children, those young Black men and Black women, are caught up mentally so much by the wicked trauma that's inflicted on them through their social development in this wicked nation that breeds in the school systems an inferiority complex, so-called inferiority complex, that teaches a regurgitated so-called white supremacy to our children. We find it many times in our homes that there's not enough teaching of Black nationalism and military preparedness and enough conversation about self-determination and self-reliance. So we find that the few come up from these, which we have been pushed into these cities. Many of us experience the hell that we experience, we cause in the American ghettos because we are in African Holocaust. And what we understand is that through that social development, then we have many predators that are amongst us. The pig, the principals, the teachers, they prey on our children's minds. The system and structure of so-called white supremacy attacks and preys on our children's minds. And then the condition and the mentality of our people in our communities many times infects the poor, innocent minds of our children. And in the reality of this war is we find many times because of a taught, a learned self-hatred, we find that many times, unfortunately, we murder one another. Though that is not alien to any community, in our Black nation, we can have this. We see this in the time of war, the time of Armageddon on an escalated level. We see beautiful, beautiful, talented children, really, right, who have their whole lives ahead of them, who already, before their untimely murders and shootings and deaths and many times them being locked up for the rest of them, their lives, their abilities and talents are washed away, but their legacies in many ways still stand with us today. And man, it really pulls us, right? When we have to witness the terrible criminality that is developed through living in this wicked nation. In a time of war, we're experiencing these realities because it's war. And in a peaceful nation, we will not be experiencing this. So we must understand that these are times of war. In fact, it is a battle that we do not allow and we do not be content on what we have to experience tragically of the tragic and brutal murder of young Sanam in Hotel, our National Field Marshal's daughter. We have to develop the means because we have the skill. We are in the time of war to remove the wicked complex that we will take our own lives. And it is because we are not working as hard as we can to instill self-value and self-worth and self-desire and self-determination and self-defense. And we find ourselves in these positions of tragedy. But what we are saying is that this can be defeated. We must recognize that we are in the time of war. We, as we broadcast, we know that amongst us is the great energy of young Queen Sanam, who is still with us through the great powers and the great energy and frequencies that move through us as we are bound to the will of the Creator. We know that our children are our future. We must have a self-design that promises a reality of self-determination. Come on, Black Nation. Come on. We're in the times of war. Straight up. Let's get real. I mean, talk Black to us. At the same time, in the time of war, as Brother Malcolm said in the beginning, it is no holds barred. Brother Malcolm said that children face the same reality as the adults. They face the same atrocities as the adults because in a war of attrition, with an enemy combatant like the American criminal regime, there is no thought. I mean, there is no way that they wouldn't come after our children. They don't discriminate. We find that our children face the same billy clubs, the same guns of the pigs, the same beatings and tasings, the same medical apartheid. They face the same reality that the adults do. It is no holds barred in a war that has been intensified against our people, against the black nation. We are at war. We are in war. Many are in war, but we better get at war because there is war coming at us from every angle. And our children are not spared in the time of war. We look at the tragic reality now that is only upon us in just a few days. As we are going to be there in Orlando, Florida, of course, side by side with our family and our comrade, Dr. Ali Muhammad of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party and his queen and his family. And we will be there side by side, and we will help and hold them as they are going through this tragic reality that happened not even 2 weeks ago at the Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. As medical professionals, nurses, doctors, damn, janitors, everybody in the facility who was around to know what was happening, allowed for young baby Naeem, our young king, died. They murdered him because they did not give the life-saving emergency medical procedures or medical treatment that would have been necessary that could have saved the life. And instead of that, the world witnessed on Facebook, on the internet, as Dr. Ali and his family, his queen, his family and loved ones, they attempted for almost 3 hours, almost 4 hours to give life-preserving, you know, and assistance in trying to keep alive and keep the vital strong of young baby Naeem. They did what any family would have done, but it did not come with ease as they were threatened with the presence of the pig. As the facility, Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, called the pigs on our family. As our young king lied there, needing the assistance of these so-called medical professionals, nothing but a bunch of damn death dealers. And they just watched. Not only did they call the pigs, but they refused to allow for the EMT, for a medical team, an ambulance to come and remove Naeem from the medical facility to take him somewhere where he could be properly cared for. They would not allow for them to enter into the hospital. They locked down the facility, and they even made falsified reports that there was a bomb threat. Do you see this, family? Do you see what our children are facing? Do you see that it is no holds barred, as we heard from our great ancestors? No holds barred, and our children have to face the same reality in this, which is a time of war. We find that our children are affected just as much, if not worse, because they are still in the early stages of their lives and deserve to have a full life and the right to live like a human being. Not even treated like human beings from the time that they are born. Which means we must be the one to instill the great African into them. But many times, we find ourselves in medical positions. And as a nation, we're working every day to develop infrastructure for our nation. But what we're saying is that's a medical murder, because that is what it is. It is all of that. It is all of the crimes that are related to medical practice in Orlando, Florida, specifically at that location, in the city of Orlando, in the state of Florida, in that region, nationally and even internationally, on a broader scale. All of those laws were broken, all of them. And these devils are guilty of the medical murder of our young king, young Naeem Carter. Family, this is the reality of a time of war. These are realities. These are not stories. And this is not a story broadcast. We are simply just telling it like it is, because this is the lives that we're living. It's simple, and we're putting it straight to the point. And let's not get it twisted. They do these things to our people because our children, our women, and our men, because they believe in many cases that no one will step up for them. But what we have shown and what we should continue to show is that amongst all these crimes that go against our human rights, that go against our very livelihood, whoever the criminal is or whatever the offense is, it doesn't matter what, we must stand in defense no matter if you are in the liberation movement or not. Either way it goes, because guess what? You are in war, and you may not be at war, but it's a war that is at you. So get real and give up the program. In the midst of all of the harsh realities that we have to experience, we see great accomplishments and great pursuits of justice and the demand for justice that we initiate through our people's investigations and through our constant battle and struggle for our freedom and our liberation, as we're seeing as we speak and as we continue to broadcast every night and every day since the initiation of the people's investigation in New Orleans, Louisiana, against the murder of Brother Corey Garrison. We have seen the new Black Panther Party New Orleans chapter on the ground in defense of our brother's livelihood, because he was murdered by a wicked Arab devil who followed our brother outside of the food market and shot him in the back in front of his loved ones, his fiance and his children. When the pigs came to the scene, you almost ask yourself, as they do when they come to any scene that has anything to do with us, whether they have pulled the trigger or not, what the hell are they even doing here? Because they did, as we know, they do all the time. There was no investigation, there was no pursuit, and there was no capture of the criminal and the murderer who killed and shot and murdered Brother Corey Garrison in public, murdered him on damn camera, and still this Arab devil remains free. These are the harsh realities of the times of war. But in this, we see the great pursuit of a justice, of a natural law, of a black law that we know of ourselves as a moral people, of the moral people of just law that we recognize through our existence on this planet, which is just, you know, just to skip the number game, we've been here forever, just to get straight to it and keep it simple. We've been here forever. And we've always known moral law and just law. And we know that it is not just law. And we look at what is happening. And as we move on, we will find that in the time of war, it also calls for our response in the time of war, so that the result of the war is on our side and not the side of the enemy, because it's at us, whether we would like to believe it or not. We see with these cold-blooded pigs, we see not only are the pigs cold-blooded, but the state who the pig is protecting, the state whose corporate and capitalist sectors that the pigs protect, it's the state who allows for the pigs to get away what they get away with. It doesn't matter if it's the police chief or the bottom dick pig. It doesn't matter. They all have qualified immunity. Even when it is the district attorney who takes or a district attorney who takes the case of our brothers and sisters, because it's just another case for them when our children are shot down in the street and our women are beat to death in the streets by the pigs throughout the many states of this nation, and when our men are shot to death in their cars by the pigs in this nation, we're constantly brutalized. And not just brutalized, we are murdered. We're murdered by the police. That is who we see pulling the gun and killing our people. We see them, they walk up to our cars for no reason at all, saying that we look suspicious. They say that our cars look suspicious. They say that our tail lights are out. They say that something is funny with the alignment of the car and we don't hail. They say anything. Hell, they tell you that your gas tank is open. Any excuse to stop us in the middle of the night. Stop us in driveways. Stop us in parking lots in the middle of the road, at restaurants. It doesn't matter. Stop us in the driveway of our own house. They are hunting black people, and they hunt black people. And they get out of the car, and they walk up to our brothers and our sisters and our children, and they put their hands on us in an aggressive manner. They push us. They shove us. They pull us down to the ground. They kick us. They beat us. They punch us. They tase. They shoot, and they murder us in the streets of America. And nobody is held accountable for these crimes. Nobody goes to prison. And when they go to prison, if they go to prison, which is very rare amongst the thousands of the known cases, when these pigs, if they go, many times they are let off with good behavior. How many times it is a sham to begin with, and a sham when it's all over with. We don't know what happens behind closed doors. We don't trust this goddamn wicked oppressor. And when these pigs do what they do, they are impunity is given to them, and they are not charged for their crimes. They get paid release, and then it is only the times where we see black nationalism that comes in and does anything to put a fire under the asses of these damn wicked politicians and state representatives to do something about these damn pigs. And when we find ourselves in the cases where brothers and sisters stand up for what is right, and what is right is to not allow for anybody, police or not, to assault you, to push you around, to bully you, to chump you, because you have the right to be treated like a man or a woman on this planet, in this country, no matter what the law says, no matter what the lawbreaker says about the law, you have the right to be treated fairly. Nobody have the right to pull up on us, drag us out of our cars, whether we get out voluntarily or you pull us out. You don't have the right to touch us. They don't have the right to draw down on us. They don't have the right to punch us and knee us as they do. Let's look at the case of Brother Ozone. Let's stop playing with this. Because some of you niggas is playing with this. And you do not see right now that we are in war. It is the time of war. I say that about the pigs to paint the picture that we are not dealing in a scenario with the American government, or that the pigs, or that the pigs involved in this framing of subversion that is happening against our comrade Brother Ozone, the lies that these pigs tell. This is not a state of a sovereign, good people, of a moral, just law. This is not a place where we are given justice when the pigs kill us. Because how does it start? We see that it was not one, but two pigs in the video. We have said this. Now, we know that when we are approached by these devils, they don't sweet talk us. They do as they did to Brother Ozone. They put their hands all over us. They were grabbing on the brother by the collar of his shirt and shoving him in the opposite direction for which he was standing and his balance was present. This, on any level, would be assault. It would be assault. This would be assault. And if somebody is assaulting you, you have the natural right to remove their hands or limbs from on you, around you. If someone throws a punch at you, you have the right to slip the punch and crack them right in the damn jaw. You have the right to defend yourself. If somebody is grabbing on you and pulling and pushing on you, and they are the police, you have the right to defend yourself. You are not supposed to just cower down to the ground, but they still beat us down to the ground, and they tase us, and many times they shoot us. And what we've seen in the video with Brother Ozone was that the pigs were pushing and shoving on him. And he said, don't do that. He made a verbal self-defense, a verbal self-defensive saying. When you learn self-defense, you learn the many stages of self-defense. You learn to give a verbal command. He made the verbal command that he is not to be touched. He said, what are you doing? What is this? Get your hands off of me. He also asked, why are you stopping me? Why are you in my face? But they did not respond to that. Because to them, they were sent to do something, because we do not know all of what happened. We're only speaking from our wise observation, but we're speaking to the nature of the case and our comrade, Brother Ozone. And as it has been presented, that he has been kidnapped, we want to be clear. You cannot arrest a free people. You do not arrest a free people. They do not arrest us. Stop this, people. This is the time of war. In the time of war, folks don't get arrested. They are kidnapped. They're kidnapped and held in human slavery, human trafficking. When you are sent, when you are a free man, as Brother Ozone was born a free black man. He was born a free black man. He does not belong to the United States government. He does not belong to any European corporate conglomerate. He is a free black man. We are free black people. We are not the subject of this nation. Therefore, by law, they have no right to arrest anybody. So since we are not subjects of this nation, since we were taken from our original nation, and the nations that we belong to here were incorporated into this wicked criminal regime by bloodshed. And since our ancestors were forced to work this land from sunup to sundown, and they murdered us, they raped us, they molested us, and they put us in these mental stages and phases of post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we're facing this assault today. Since we have been taken from that which is original to us, and we are on the journey to discover those things today, we make the demand and the statement that we are a free black nation of a new African people, and we do not belong by law, by script, by constitution, by any paper document that America has printed or will print. We didn't put our signatures on that shit. Straight up. We didn't sign that shit. We didn't sign the 13th or 14th Amendment. We didn't sign that shit. Straight up. We do not belong to these people. So when they say that they have arrested Ozone, the crackers is lying. See, we have to understand the narrative down to the terminology. They kidnapped him. They kidnapped him. And then we know how that process works. When you are kidnapped, you are humanly trafficked, because they send you to one facility and then they take you to the next facility. They got to put you in the car to take you to the next facility, or a truck or a van. And family, where does the van go through to get you there? It goes through traffic. You are a human. You are being humanly trafficked from where you have been kidnapped to where you will be held as a prisoner in war. We have prisoners of war, and we got prisoners in war. Black men and black women throughout this nation who have been put into one of the most darkest, deepest, seediest parts and aspects of war that any people could ever be put through in the prison industrial complex. We have prisoners that are in war in these facilities, in these concentration camps. But we also have prisoners of war. And this is where Brother Ozone is. This is the position that he is in due to the wicked design of this capitalist, demonic, criminal enterprise. We look at the reality of this, though. He is being humanly trafficked, and he is being kidnapped. So as they are saying and alleging that he has committed a crime, as they're saying and alleging this, we would like for our people to know that we want you to know that as they are doing what they are doing, they are committing crimes. Everything that they are going to do from here on out is against every single human rights initiative that have ever been drafted since there have been nations. Because you cannot tell a free people that they are now your slaves. And then when we go to stand up for ourselves, you come down on us and you survey us. You tap our phones and you bother us like you was doing to Brother Ozone and harassing him. We know that you watch us. So speaking about the enemy, speaking about the different factions of the police state who watch and survey and try to send in infiltrators. We know that the reason that Brother Ozone is being put in this light of being put out to be some type of crazy extremist murderer. We would say it, we will state it time and time again, that is not true. He is a courageous, strong, brave, black man, father, son of yonder, almighty, wise God creator. He is an organizer, a mobilizer. He is a freedom fighter. And we made the stand for the man, and we say it today as it resonates from the goon goon and our ancestors who told us, free Huey, free Huey. Well, in 2021, we say free Ozone, free him. He does not deserve to be in there. He has not committed a crime, regardless of how it has been painted by our oppressor. He has not committed a crime. But everything that they did, from them rolling up on him, pushing on him, pulling on him, shoving on him, making arbitrary demands. Arbitrary means to have no basis, no structure. This is what we're saying. We're in the time of war. What basis do they have to arrest us? What basis did they have to roll up on Brother Ozone, minding his damn business? What basis did they have that those pigs have to push up on him and shove up on him and question where he's going and question where he's been and question where he resides? They don't have the right, because they don't have the ownership of us. They never have. They stole us, and they stole the land that they bought us to. We're telling our people today, everything that these pigs have done, from the time that they rolled up on Ozone, from them now trafficking him, because they kidnapped him. He's a free man. You're going to hunt our brother down. You cannot hunt a free man. So they say manhunt. When they come after us, they send all the king's horses and all the king's goddamn men. But when these pigs murder our people, they don't send anybody. We go. We don't expect them to send anybody, so we go. When Stephen Stiles was lynched, Brother Ozone put out the call that we would come down to Douglasville and we would stand in defense of Brother Stiles. Now, you can say what you want to say, and you can listen to this white man if you want to, but we know for damn well that many people in that city, many people in that state and area seen what was going on, but Ozone made the call that we would be there. No, we have to say this. We have to say this, because what we are witnessing is an attempt to try to further demonize a black nationalist, brave black men and black women. For anybody to have anything negative to say, we ain't even going to give you no time. Fall off a goddamn cliff. But for black people that understand what there is to understand, we don't believe anything that these pigs have said about Brother Ozone. We're waiting for things to unpack and doing our best to assist the best that we can. But we will say this. What we are witnessing right now requires the response of a whole nation. Family, we are at war. Family, nations go to war. Nations go to war with one another. Nations go to war with other nations for trying to take their shit. Our shit have been taken. You want us to be all fancy and fucking illiterate and shit? Our shit was taken. Everything was taken. And what wasn't taken was hidden. Nations go to war. We have to recognize that we are a nation. You don't believe that you're a nation? Well, don't we say that we do not belong to America? Well, then who do we belong to? Our damn selves. We belong to ourselves. We belong to our almighty, wise God creator. We belong to the legacy of our ancestors that we carry on today. We do not belong to America. So the reasons behind this war are very clear as day, and it is based in the evidence of the attempted destruction of African civilization. You see of the evidence that shows you the reasons of why we are in war. We are in war, and we are at war because America broke every law to establish this nation. 600 million Africans accosted in this African Holocaust, and counting, that still continues today. We got to do another calculation because the numbers are innumerable and uncountable of those cases that we know of, the ones that we know of, and counting today. Mass warfare across the African diaspora for the continued theft of the resources, not only the resources in the ground and in the walls, but also not just the mineral, but the spiritual and the human resource. Because we have had our spirituality ripped from us. And it is in the time of war that you are given another people's religion and another people's belief in God. But we don't have time to go back and forth on which cracker God you chose or which one makes you feel more comfortable. Because, see, that draws division. That draws dissension. We will not have people use the wicked European system of sexism and misogyny that puts black women at the bottom. And you tell the story of a self-masturbating father God and you leave the woman out. We know that you do it on purpose because the enemy and some of us, let's be real, would not like to for our people to know that it is the woman who is the giver of life for all civilization. It takes the woman to birth the great black men and black women who have ruled over the nations of the earth. And it is black women today who we see stand strong and bold for our freedom and liberation, and it has always been that way. It's been that way. So don't get it twisted. We will not allow for anybody to use those tenets of any religious tenet or any kind of tenet you want to use to try to put our women at the bottom, our children at the bottom, our men at the bottom, and our human resource. We have to stand against what is happening across this nation because through all the reasons of war, they set up these different cases against us. They use wicked tactics and subversion and coercion, and they all agree that the black nationalists and the strongest of the black nation, those who stand up bold and speak and work and move and stand in militant armed self-defense as militant black nationalists, proud to be extremely black, proud of it. They seek us out and they work to try to set us up. And it always involves some pig, some criminal in a goddamn uniform and a badge with a gun and a thirst for African blood, some pig. It always involves some pig when they set our Black Panther revolutionary freedom fighters up. That is the reality of this war. It is the duty of your enemy combatant. And in this situation, of course, it would be the American government or any European nation or other who go with them, who side with the state. They are always looking to take out the other side. It is like a chess game or a fight or a boxing match. You don't just put your hands down and allow for your opponent to jab you up and box you up and mess you up and black your eye. We find many times we tend to do that. We tend to turn the other cheek and put our hands down. But we're saying in the time of war that that is not going to be accepted. See, the assault that occurred in the video is what I seen very clearly when Brother Ozone was assaulted by those pigs. So let's get real. Right from the very beginning, these people, this nation, have been invested in us not knowing the truth. So they will broadcast half-edited, revised news footage and body camera footage. I mean, the devils lied in the state of Louisiana. They lied that Ronald Green had been into a fatal car crash when all along video evidence would come to show this year that he had been beat to death by the pigs that lied about him getting into the fatal car crash. And we still believe these motherfuckers?
cold-blooded assassins. You know, they will say anything. Do we know that they will say and do anything to keep it under wraps, that they are not openly involved in attempting to take out, straight up assassinate, harass, and defame, and destroy and disrupt the liberation movement? The only time that they even talk about the fact that there is a liberation movement is where they are framing or lying about us. It's the only time. Where is the response of us in this time of war? If at the greatest times where there should be a unified response, we see those who claim to have are standing for black folks and going to stand up to the white man, and some of you niggas, you know, trying to have mass armed demonstrations, and you say, oh, that's to show the white man we not playing. And now that we have a comrade who needs our strong unification, our strong unified demand, we find some niggas is pulling way, way back. Like, damn, Negro, where you go? You was supposedly right in the crack of space, right on the front line. Now many have drawn back. Some have drawn back. And they're quiet as a mouse. Like they've been living under a rock for the decades they've been on this earth. And see, that's very common, believe it or not, because we see that somebody can say something, but it's what they do. And that's why in the beginning, Malcolm said, don't you listen to what they say. Look at their deed, the deed of these devils. We're at war. It is the time of war. Not only is it the time of war, but it's the hour of Armageddon. We have to prepare at this time. We cannot be foolish enough to believe, based on whatever your belief system is, that you're going to be saved by some spiritual energy. We say get your gun. We say have your spirituality, have your gun, have your God. We say have your food store, have your water store, prepare for the storm of nature and the unnatural, and continue to fight and demand justice all across this nation. And let's step up our efforts for our freedom and liberation. We want to hear from the people. Let's hear from the black nation. Call in here right now, 718-664-6398. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Find us on YouTube, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Comment, like, subscribe, and share. And send us a donation. You can do it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. We have our national chairwoman on the line, Sister Crystal. Can you hear me, comrade?
Yes, Black Power, Brother Catcher, Black Power, National Chief of Staff, Brother Catcher, that is, Brother Catcher Sadiq, Young Gun. Black Power salute to everyone that's listening on tonight's broadcast all across the globe. We want to give a salute, honor to our fallen comrade, and, oh, I should be remiss. We give praise to the Most High, the Creator, and we give honor to all of our ancestors. We have been listening to the National Chief of Staff lay it out. I mean, just speaking plain language, as Brother Malcolm would say. Making it plain, as Brother Malcolm would say. In these times that we're living in, it is no time for long-ass pontificating, long-ass flowery speeches where people are just hypothesizing and talking about what we did 10,000 years ago and in the 60s and in the 70s. What we are dealing with right now is a very aggressive position against us by the government of the United States in Western nations, period. Brothers and sisters, I mean, let's just get our minds right, because I want to talk about, I'm trying to pull up the definition of Armageddon. The last battle between good and evil. It's one definition. It's one definition. It says, when the final battle will be fought between the forces of good and forces of evil. And it references to the battlefield. We have a brother. I'm really just trying to get everybody to get an understanding of the time period that we are coming and having to walk through at this very moment. We just had a very racist Klan Grand Dragon type of president. Prior to that, we had a Negro president. And now, a so-called Negro president. And now we got some crypt keeper looking president that's just as racist as any of them all together. This is a time period when reparations are on the table for the United States government. This is a time period where, I want to see, let me see, they got another, a deeper definition. This is a time period where wars are going on all around, on every continent of the planet. And not just physical wars of armies, but a war of chemical warfare. See, this chemical warfare that was unleashed with this COVID virus, which is indeed a man-made weapon of mass destruction, has caused a paradigm shift in the whole planet. Remember, churches were shut down, mosques were shut down, synagogues were shut down, the sport and play was shut down, people were sent home. This just happened last year, mind you. Just happened last year. And it's not over. It is not over. Everything is escalating. So many people are telling us about this loved one dying, this loved one dying. They're making it where you can carry guns with no license almost all over the South. You don't need no license, open carry, hide your gun, conceal carry, don't matter. The arms. Folks are getting arms for the final battlefield. This is why I've been making those terminologies. Get your arms. The battle, the war is here. The war has been raging. But the time is now. The war against black people has been going on since the moment, 1505, when the church declared, the Catholic Church declared that we were uncivilized and needed to be Christianized. And all the European nations started invading Africa and attacking us. That started in 1505. Prior to the 1500s, there was not one corner of the planet Earth where black people were not worshipped as the gods, as the rulers, were not the ruling class. So there has been an ongoing race war since the 1500s. Let me be clear. It has not stopped. It never ended. The Europeans and their cronies have never stopped waging a war on us. The problem is there's only been far too few incidences of successful overthrowing of these wicked beasts. There have been many incidences, and they are collapsing in their so-called power hole as we speak. Europe is broke. Do you not know for the last 30, 40, 50 years that every state in Europe was financially bankrupt? They had to pull all of their countries together to form one currency, and that shit didn't work. You know why? Because Europe does not have any natural resources. Although anything that they accomplish, they receive from black people, unfortunately going to teach them how to be humane, of mankind. And then they turned around and started slaughtering the African people, original people who taught them their ways. You know, how to wash your ass, how to cook your food, how to flush your toilet. All of these technologies and advances that we live here in America, these were not inventions of the white man. The majority of the technologies, even up until today, from the cell phones and the Wi-Fi, the skyscrapers, the light, everything were inventions of original black people. The crack has invented nothing but mass murder, mayhem, grand larceny, and theft. They lie, that's all they do is lie. Lie, steal, plunder, try to kill. And our brother Ozone is a frontline warrior in this battle for Armageddon. Is it a coincidence? This term, Armageddon, this time that we're living in, was prophesied in the scriptures. And if you know anything about Brother Ozone, he was a very spiritual man. I said on the OC Great Show that he would look like the image what you see of the black Jesus with the locks. And with, you know, there was only one historical person. That's only only way Jesus could have been was black. But I'm saying to say this. A brother on the battlefield fighting for justice was targeted because of his messianic energy, as we are targeted because of our messianic energy. I'm talking about messianic energies. What is a messianic energy? An energy of a messenger, one who would fight to be a deliverer, to be a sign, to be a way, an archetype, a prototype of the type of people we are and supposed to be. You are not supposed to be a bug dancing, cowardly, cooning ass, cracker wannabe motherfucker. Those of you who are operating like that, you're operating out of your mind. There's a little mental disorder going on from indoctrination through the educational system, through the culture of black inferiority complex. It's an actual culture, a cultural dynamic. Like, well, even our own community, we're so horrible with it, pitting light skin against dark skin. The more European features you have, the more acceptable or praised or catapulted to saying you're beautiful if you're looking like a European. Why would you want to look like a motherfucking two-legged animal? Your hair, beautiful black women, is a crown, brothers and sisters. It is the only thing on the planet that defies gravity. It reaches up to the sky. It is literally a natural crown. Why would you want to walk around like fur, like a common creature, an animal, a dog? Accept your beautiful self. Brothers, stop pushing this imagery. Or if you want some European-looking sisters, and the sisters go around and try to make themselves looking European-like. Brothers, stop accepting this patriarchal mind state where you try to oppress your sisters. Sisters, stop accepting the patriarchal mind state and allow yourself to be pimped and exploited. Sisters, stop having a low self-esteem and allowing yourself to be denigrated. Stop trying to sanction homosexuality and allowing the emasculation of our men and boys. Stop fondling on each other with the homosexual activities. These are activities of people that are not in their right mind. Seriously, if you've seen two male dogs just butt-fucking each other, you say, whoa, something's wrong with that dog. What happened to him? Keep it real. It's not normal occurrence in nature. And here we are supposed to be the highest being on the planet. And how did they push this agenda and market it to the black community that being gay was so cool and right? They used the black man president who did nothing for the black race, who came and opened up the closet and let people out the closet and promoted this debauchery lifestyle. Wicked days, wicked times. You have a society or time where the house nigga, being a coon and a house nigga, is popularized, and being a freedom fighter, an upright stand-up black man or woman or child, is demonized. We have a society where men can come out and threaten me, a female, a freedom fighter, talk shit about the New Black Panther Party who been putting in work and sour motherfuckers they ain't never seen before. That's got all kind of perverted ways in action. Just because they getting clicked up. I just got a hit from Sister, let me see, send Sister Brittany this link. She wanted to call into the show. It's a lot of bullshit going on. We living in a society and a time where brothers and sisters will take and make, they think it's all right to sell out. Man, I gotta get my money. That's selling out, fool. And when you got somebody that takes the resources that they have and pull together and go across the country to fight and stand up for their people, motherfuckers are like, man, they crazy. We are definitely living in the last days. The hell, the crackers just even shows you. They got a commercial going on right now talking about the purge forever. I mean, it's going to be a constant slaughter. You better be getting your goddamn guns and your bullets. Getting your resources together. Stacking up on supplies. It's not a matter of when or if. It's a matter of when. The shit is going down. These motherfuckers knocking on the doors. Trying to create all kinds of scenarios to scare the people. And every time they come up with a wicked plan with the COVID and the vaccines and the setting up our people, who is on the front line calling them out? We are. I don't give a fuck if you got 300 motherfuckers. If y'all going down the wrong path and showing the wrong way to our people, we will call it out and stand firm as the mighty vanguard that we are and be the right example. The whole squad is strong. I can step back. We can put anybody on the New Black Panther Party under this formation on this broadcast and watch them rock. Watch them rock. We don't take any and everybody. and our allies and our comrades. We hold them dearly. We say hands off of Ozone. He is innocent. The media has been lying. We saw the video and we analyzed the video, and every time we watch it, it reveals more and more truth. Not only was it two pigs, we saw that. Not only did they have no right to accost him, we saw that. But guess what? Our national spokesman sent me the intel on today. Remember the cracker said Charlie 777? The other cracker, the second cracker, it said Charlie 777. You know what they were saying? We got the code to that. Okay, Charlie, see, they got two units. They got, when it's the daytime patrols, it's going to be Alpha and Beta. So they'll be the Alpha, blah, 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 Beta, blah, blah, blah. And at nighttime, it's going to be Charlie or Delta. So these are the nighttime patrol units in 777. Y'all want to know what 777 means? A suspect, a narcotic stop. See, they didn't even, they were trying to set Ozone up for a narcotic stop. They were trying to, but they couldn't. They couldn't set him up. 777. That's for a narcotic stop. You didn't see no narcotics on the brother. They wouldn't have no reason. Where you gonna witness narcotics from? You see what I'm saying? You didn't have no reason to go through his vehicle. See, they were getting ready to try to set him up. They were gonna try to kill him and plant drugs on him like they did Huey P. Newton. They were gonna try to kill him and plant drugs on him like they did Huey P. Newton. That plan was foiled. See, we are intelligent people. We analyze. Now, as it stands, our brother is indeed in captivity, a prisoner of this war against black people. In fact, he's a political prisoner because we know for a fact that they knew who Ozone was from some intelligence that he gave me a couple of weeks ago. He had been constantly being harassed by way of the pigs following him. We are not playing any games, brothers and sisters. We're not playing no games. And then here we have the young brother Naeem in Florida as well. Florida, huh? The doctors and nurses just committed medical murder on this young baby. They unplugged his life support system when he was conscious and breathing against the wishes of the family, simply out of a financial necessity. And then, as we are going across America dealing with what's going on in Florida, we have not forgotten the battle that the comrades are doing in South Carolina and Louisiana and the other fights for justice against police brutality and vigilante acts against black people. Support those in the New Black Panther Nation, New Black Panther Party, who are freedom fighters for black liberation, for the black nation. Go to our website and join us at www.nbpp.org. That's nbpp.org. Send a Cash App donation to $BlackPowerDollar. All right, Brother Catcher, do we have anybody in the queue?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, what's that noise?
Comrade, brother. In the queue. Can you hear me? Black Power,
I can't hear you. Can't hear you. It's sounding real crazy.
You can't hear
can
me.
You, Black Power. No, it sounds like a like you got to use some headphones.
Can you hear
sound
me
like
now?
Your headphones are much better. Black Power, who we got in the queue?
All right. I was bringing the Comrade Emmanuel along. I don't know if you can hear me, Brother Emmanuel. Can you hear us?
Black Power, Emmanuel. Brother Emmanuel,
oh, okay.
Black Power. Night, Sunday night.
I'm not hearing
that. We can't hear you. What you say?
Yeah, I'm not getting nothing from Brother Emmanuel's line. Try it again, brother. Hit one and then hit one again. All right, family. All right. But you can hear me though, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you now.
Right.
We can definitely hear you now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that. Did you, let's try it again. Brother Emmanuel, can you hear us? All right, I don't know what that interference is.
All right.
But I tell you what,
yeah,
though,
I got a text from one of the comrades in South Carolina. I thought she might have been on. That's what one of the reasons that made me ask that. So, yeah, you know, there's some surreal shit going on. Ozone's going to need an attorney. To my understanding, he does have some representation that's coming his way. He's also going to need, to my understanding, he's supposed to have some representation. Yeah, brother, sister Brittany says she's on. Press one, Brittany, so that he knows to bring you on. Press one so he knows that you're in the queue.
Let me see if we got some South Carolina numbers. We got some South Carolina numbers on. All right. We got two South Carolina numbers on. Black Power, comrades, can y'all hear us?
Yeah, Black Power family, how y'all doing?
All right, Black Power, we got sister Brittany out of Sumter, South Carolina. Who else do we have on?
Black Power.
It's Sister Crystal. All right, Queen. Give us, y'all have the floor. Let's start with Sister Brittany. Brittany, we haven't talked to you since, no. We talked to you right after you got kidnapped and y'all was on the battlefield. God damn. she got kidnapped and right back on the battlefield. And Sister Crystal, she's been holding the line. She's not only been on our radio broadcast, but she came onto the YouTube broadcast and held the line. Yeah. Let's start with Sister Brittany, then we'll follow back up with Sister Crystal. What's going on in Rock Hill? What's going on in South Carolina? Black Power.
Black Power family. Well, right now, everybody rested this weekend. Everybody. Like, it was so much going on. We needed rest, Queen. So tomorrow we're going back out there. Now, the plan was, we actually just started pushing the flyer. You know, Mrs. United, our main thing is, you know, we feed the community. So we was going to do a community fish fry, you know, tomorrow, you know, for everybody standing in solidarity. And, you know, and also it's supposed to be a city council meeting there tomorrow. So we were trying to hit the city council, but they not allowing public in. So right now we're trying to figure out how we're going to do it. If we're going to just stand out there and protest city council. Or however we gonna move on that. Right now we're still in the making, but also we just got reached.
Wait a minute, let me ask you something. Have they normally had city council open and then they stop it because of the protest?
You know what? I was asking the queens about that live there, and they were saying from the COVID they've been having.
All right.
But I'm like, hell, I don't know how they still doing that. You know, everybody opening back up. It's just mask requirements going on, you know. So, we're going to see how that goes. But also, Boosie Badass, the rapper, just reached out. So he heard about what's going on here in Rock Hill, and he's coming down to support. So we're going to know a little bit later, probably later on tonight or by the morning, when Boosie going to be here. So y'all know we had Daryl Kelly come. He another artist. that's up and coming, and you know, he does straight movement music, and that's who actually bonded me out, Brother Daryl, and he got our back down here, and he like, you know, he rocking with us, you know, who, if any one of us go to jail, whatever, he got us, he got our lawyers, he got our, you know what I'm saying, bond money, whatever. And so, with Boosie coming on board, I pray they come on through, you know, they serious, because, I mean, if he come on, it's really finna turn up, you know. But I was speaking with the other side of the New Black Panther Party. I know Mississippi United, we connected with everybody. And so I was speaking with them earlier, and I wanted to make sure, I wanted to see what was going on with Brother Ozone as far as making sure that he has everything that he needs, as far as making sure he got his lawyers. Hell, even a pen buddy right now, whatever he needs, Miss Sis is going to make sure he good. You know what I'm saying? So Malik, from what I hear, Malik has taken his case. So they say Malik is his attorney. Now, I did get on this line late tonight, so I'm not sure where y'all was at in the conversation.
We mentioned that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
30 minutes. We an hour and a half in.
Okay. Forgive me, boy. But so that made me feel better, you know, knowing that Malik is doing his part. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, from seeing that video, I guarantee y'all, family, I guarantee Ozone is going to get off. Ozone is coming home. Oh, this is going to be another testimony for Ozone. Abiyah is not going to allow him to be taken down like that. That's a true child of the Most High. And it just ain't going to work like that. Sorry he had to be the one to go under the fire to send a message to these motherfuckers for us, so they can know that we're not playing. You know what I'm saying? Now, what Brother Ozone did, the message that he sent to the pigs, they're not going to be so quick to run up on us now. They're going to think fucking twice about it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to see that we fucking serious. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, we know we don't believe anything that the pigs saying. You know what I'm saying? There's no proof that Ozone did anything. You know what I'm saying? We were able to see, and we've shown, we've done multiple YouTubes that show clearly that there were two pigs. So any narrative that the pigs are saying are simply allegations. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're gonna, you know, we busting all that shit up. We just went over the fake call that they made, the code that they made. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to say it's a Charlie 777. They were trying to set him up for a drug, try to plant drugs on him. The man was sitting in his vehicle. You know what I'm saying? So
We're not going to. We're not accepting any of the narratives that the pigs are saying. Period. The brother comes home. Shit, no matter what, we know that other pig shot him. It's two pigs right there.
When Ozone got out that car, Ozone had a phone in his hand. Everybody that watched the YouTube video, you see he had a cell phone in his hand. So whatever the pigs media is saying, the white media, they're a bunch of goddamn lies. You know what I'm saying? And we busted them.
I'm speaking off of the narrative that's being put out here. You know what I'm saying? But like we all know, don't nobody know. Only God knows. You feel me? And so going off of what I know from experience, beat myself out of before trial. Hell, had the evidence and witnesses against me, still beat the shit. You know what I'm saying? I know how God works. I know. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, Ozone is coming home off the strip of that video. It's over with. It's over with. Only thing we got to do is hold him down, be there, straight support of him, make sure we don't turn our back on him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the thing about Ozone that's been killing me about this shit, a lot of, you know, so-called revolutionaries and shit don't want to fucking disassociate themselves and shit like that. But no, this ain't the time to disassociate yourself from your brother or try to protect yourself, motherfucker. You wasn't there. You ain't the one in the hot seat. You know what I'm saying? This is the time to really make noise. This is the time to really make a straight movement about him. A whole movement. Free Ozone. You know what I'm saying? We need to have a whole nation screaming free Ozone. You know?
Uh-huh.
So That's what I'm about, and that's what I'm on. But everything in Rock Hill, we holding it down, and we just, I mean, tomorrow it starts back up tomorrow, so we going to, you know, keep y'all updated.
Yeah, we'll see y'all soon. We'll see y'all the next few days, next couple of days. Yeah, so, yeah, we're glad to hear you got you getting your energy up, sister. And what you got to say over there, Sister Crystal?
I ain't got too much to say tonight, y'all. I said basically everything I had to say the other night. I do apologize to those of you that was on the YouTube live stream. My phone went dead, man. We was two and a half hours away from home, and my phone cut off, man. It just said bye-bye.
Well, check it. We're going to be right back on YouTube soon. Making sure whenever we bring intel, whenever we bring information, we want to make sure we got right and exact facts. The next time you're going to be hearing from us, we're going to be boots on the ground right outside the facility of where Ozone is being held. We have comrades in motion as we speak. And, you know, we got the comrades in Florida already mobilizing on the ground. So anybody that's in the southern region, you know what I'm saying, when you're going to receive a time and a date for the call of action in the next 24 to 48 hours for boots on the ground. And when that call is made, we need people to get moving. The movement is on, you know what I'm saying? The movement is on. And we appreciate and thank everybody that has the courage. Because like the sister say, those people who are cowering right now, they're not real revolutionaries. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that come around, they want to take photo ops, they want to be in a part of, you know what I'm saying? When they see it's a bandwagon going on, you know what I'm saying? But what about when it's time to build up the trenches? What about when it's time to build the forces as we mobilize and galvanizing? You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks are letting the white folks make statements, you know, talking about black nationalists, you know, as if it's a bad word. Fuck them damn crackers. We are black nationalists. We for us, by us. You know what I'm saying? We black for black. We for our people because we are all we got. Everyone else, every other nation has been coming against us, using us, exploiting us. We are the ones that have to stand for each other. We are the ones that have to take care of one another. We are the ones that have to prove our brother's innocence. We are the ones that are going to have to raise the money to support our brother legally for mobilization, the family. And here it is in 2021 with social media. We have all of these people. I just got a message from one brother who is a part of an organization that's in alignment with that's an ally with us and in alignment with many other formations. And we had a discussion about, with all of these people, it goes back to what Sister Brittany just said, with all these people claiming that Ozone is a comrade, but few people even posting the Free Ozone. Few people even posting it, too afraid. You know what I'm saying? But you would not find that amongst this formation. We going hard for our brother. When I came under attack, Brother Ozone stepped up and defended myself and my comrades. And we holding those accountable that are trying to frame him in the pig department of Daytona, U.S. Marshals, FBI, Homeland Security, CIA. We don't give a shit. Y'all all are pigs. A pig is a pig is a pig. It doesn't matter if it's a local pig, state pig, or federal pig. We are the lawful ones. We are the lawful ones. We are the ones that are upholding not the laws of the cracker, but the laws of the creator. You will stop murdering our people. You will stop beating our people. And we are the ones who are standing up and encouraging our other brothers and sisters to stand up. And when they do stand up on their own, because our people are standing up left and right on their own. And when we see this, we're on the ground to help assist and give right guidance and examples, like these sisters did when the time called for them in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is our duty as freedom fighters, as Black Panthers, as people who are part of the Black Power movement, as Black people, period. Even if you're not in the organization, it is your duty and responsibility to stand up, speak out, and fight for justice, and fight for what's right. It's plain and goddamn simple. And those of us who are targeted because the enemy knows we are leaders, we must stand and fight for them and have their back. You saw the video when they snatched Britney up. She wasn't doing anything but holding the line. But see, they want to go after the leaders. It's just like on the plantation. They would attack the strongest ones to make everyone else cower. Well, here's the deal. The freedom fighters, you snatched them up. The sister got right back out. The next day was back on the front line. And what happened? They came after y'all again. They came directly to y'all. You heard it live right here on this station. And they didn't cower out. They took a moment to rest. I was thinking about that this morning in the scriptures. Even the Creator took a day off to rest. This is real out here. It's too few of us doing all of the work. We have real physical bodies. We have families. We have children. We have husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends. We have to provide for our family like anyone else. And we do that. And we take the time to step out and stand up. So we want more of you to do that. But we salute those who are doing it. Because one thing for sure, if you look at the history of people on the planet, period, it has never ever been the masses that created change. It was individuals and certain groups that were the catalyst. And then the masses followed suit. So when you are a freedom fighter, do not be discouraged. Do not try to focus and look at numbers. Because sometimes a number can be an optical illusion. Don't think that you have to have 300, 400, 500 people to make something happen. We've seen it done with 1, 2, 5, 10, 20. Hell, even the goddamn crackers military, when they really want something done, they send in their special forces, unit, boom, bam, boom. This is a war. You're going to have the time, there are times when you're going to have the mass infantry on foot. And then you have the cavalry who are mobile. You even have air strikers, water strikers. But right now, our air strikers are the airwaves. Put the information out. Free ozone. Justice for Brother Naeem. Justice for Corey Garrison. Justice for the Price Brothers. All of these, Ronald Green, all of these cases that we've been fighting for. Not the ones that murdered or assaulted. It was the pigs. And the pigs are employees of the city who receive funding from the state and federal government. So it is the entire United States government that is responsible for these atrocities. Therefore, as revolutionaries, we do not believe in this government. And this is who our enemy is. And we're clear on that. And there are non-government individuals, opportunists, who are capitalizing on our wounds, but we are not defeated. We are such a powerful people. We are such a powerful people. Look at everything that we've gone through and are going through. And we still stand boldly with our heads up, with our fists up, and with our guns up. And we roll, and we know the Creator got our back. If you look at the scriptures, whenever the people had a victory, the Creator didn't give a victory to the coward. In fact, there were two instructions that were always given. To be of good courage. That means you have to be righteous and courageous. You can't be all bravo and got all the guns and shit and you over there jacking off. Literally. You can't be all tough and mighty looking and you over there threatening and assaulting sisters, abusing children, being a coward and turncoat in the field. You can't be all high and mighty and righteous and talk all this shit and you too cowardly to get on the field and do anything. You can't be sitting there philosophizing and walking around, oh, I don't eat any meat. I've got locks. I've read the scriptures. I'm lighting my incense and candles. And you don't get out on the field and do nothing to help your people? No. We do all of the above. We do our best to live a good life for our families and to go by the laws of the Creator. Yet we still fight. Yet we still raise other ones and encourage other brothers and sisters to stand up. Still serving and feeding the people. Providing for the people. This is our duties. This is on our watch. Don't talk to me about no 60s and 70s or what we did back in Egypt 10,000 years ago. When right here in 2021, our people are suffering, hungry, being attacked left and right. You do nothing about it. So salute to the freedom fighters. Free Ozone. Black Power salute to the revolutionaries. And fuck you revolutionaries. You faking the funk. Period. We love our people so much.
Queen.
We love our people so much. It's the black love that motivates us. Black Power Queen, yes ma'am.
Okay, King J right here. He wants to speak.
Come on, King J, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Love. She put me on the spot. How y'all doing today, family? Yeah, Rock Hill, South Carolina. I was just listening to what the Queen said. And it's important, you know, that we be true revolutionaries, you know, be true freedom fighters. You know, some of us won't even, you know, leave out our city, you know. And so, you know, we got to really step up for our people and participate, you know, get off the keyboard, you know, get off the sideline and get on the front line. That's what we say. Get off the sideline and get on the front line. Every freedom fighter don't have to tote a gun. We might need some water. We might need toilet paper. We might need chips. You never know. Just come out and support the people. You know, everybody can't do everything, but everybody can do something. And if you're not showing your support, if you're not out here with the people, again, being out there with the people ain't about fighting. We're doing a fish ride tomorrow. Our goal is to feed 300 to 500 people, you know. Be a participate. Get some napkins. Buy some cups, you know. It's play your part. Everybody got a part. You got to figure out what side you on and who you rolling with and what you standing for. I'm standing for the people. I'm standing for the movement. I'm standing for the revolution. I'm standing for freedom. I'm standing for, you know, taxes, yeah, full employment. You know, I'm standing for what meant reparations. You know, it's so much more that we got to be focused on, and we lose focus so fast. We jump up 1 or 2 days, foot pedal to the metal, and then next thing you know, big bad cracker come out, and you niggas get to running. That's when you got to start running to the ass, not from them, you know. So stay down for the crown, 10 toes down, with it and committed. You know, black power, black love.
Black power, black love. Yeah, see, look at it. In these days right now, that's why I'm talking about this show. Was talking about, we were talking about the Armageddon. In these days and times, you know what I'm saying, all that this and that, and then you doing this, and you with this, and you with that. Who's on the ground? Who's on the battlefield? Who's speaking out? Who's stepping up? Who's trying to divide us? Get them away from us. Who's stepping up? Locked in with them. We all we got, family. And we all we need. Black power, Brother Catcher, take us out.
Black Power family, has been a very powerful broadcast on tonight's, you know, radio show. This day 480. We're creeping up on that 500-day mark, but it's really been no creep. You know, we've been right out in the open. You know, we understand that we're in open war and against our open enemy. But let's be wise, family. Let's be wise. You know, don't forget, as we've been saying this whole broadcast, we're at war. You know, we're in war. Niggas got to start fighting back. You know what I'm saying? Let the example that have been set by our great freedom fighters like Brother Ozone and all of our great brothers and sisters on this line tonight, those who have come in the line, the great divine who we give thanks to, as we will honor our great legendary ancestor, Chairman Fred Hampton, as we close this broadcast out, because, you know, we have to keep it the same. We got to keep the narrative the same. Let the example that's been set by our great freedom fighters be the example for our black nation as we move forward. Visit our national website, NBTP.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. You can send us a donation through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. Tune in here every night, same black time, same black station, 718-664-6398. New Black Panther Party Radio, and the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We love you, family. And as we close out, we will honor our great ancestor, the great, legendary, Chairman Fred Hampton, as we close out this broadcast tonight. Black Power, family.
I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always did, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment only because of the reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle and be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?